to the Grand Hill Chronicles podcast. I am your host, Don Bishop, and co-host, Lila.
I'm super excited to be here, by the way, because I haven't been on. Oh, thanks, yes. I propose we trade things when we talk.
So we have a soothing chime ball.
Uh-huh.
Then we're going to pass back and forth. And we're not doing a good job so far of talking only when we have the chime ball.
I wanted to say I'm really excited to be here because I've only done the one episode that Don split in half and published in two. I haven't had a chance to be back, so I'm really excited to be back.
So, I don't consider this to be a really real episode. As Joanna Penn would call it from the Creative Penn podcast, she would call this an in-between-isode. I've been frustrated with what I feel as to be a lack of progress, and so I just wanted to come and talk it out with you guys and hopefully feel a little bit more at peace with how things are going.
Vindicated. No, I'm just kidding. Wrong word, but
yeah.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, so who goes first? Should I break into my topics?
Oh, can I say kind of a preliminary thing first? I just wanted to say, I have, thank you. I have word finding problems. So, this will make me feel better if I would just put this out there. So, a lot of times I have to go through like four or five synonyms or related sounding words or similar sounding words or that have similar letters in them before I finally land on the word that I'm trying to find. So I just feel self-conscious about it because it makes me feel really dumb. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
There you go.
So like I said, I've been feeling frustrated with lack of progress. So I think we'll start this episode with complaints. this is an in-between-isode. We're not going to do any story or narration. We're not going to do any world building. Well, maybe a little bit of world building. Not really. We're going to talk about it. Meta world building, I guess. Complaints. So my grapes aren't sprouting. I posted in the blog a couple of weeks ago that I'd planted my grape seeds that I've been carrying for 2.5 years, and they're not sprouting.
Granted, it can take like up to 3 months, I think they said, for them to sprout.
According to the instructions that I found online, you're supposed to winter them for 3 months. So you put them in the fridge, and I did it for 1 month because I started late. But it said they should sprout in 3 weeks, and I think I planted them 2.5 weeks ago. And
got that half week left.
Yeah, we'll see. I watered them 15 minutes ago, and they're under a bright light right now.
I was suggesting to Don that he should do. Maybe we should get rid of this ball. It's just gonna be.
It's a good calming sound, though. Listeners will like it.
Oh, it's probably gonna be distracting. But you guys can tell us what you think.
Yeah, give us feedback on the calming ball. Oh, I need to.
Uh-oh.
Cut. I need to make sure the phone is on airplane mode.
Oh.
Trying to do it all in one cut. I can't see the airplane mode. There it is. Because of these rubber bands. Okay. And it is still filming.
We have to recut. I mean, uncut.
Yeah. Uncut. We are now, airplane mode is on, so no call or text is going to interrupt the video.
So what was I saying? Oh, I was telling Don that he should do like Toad does in the Frog and Toad stories. I can't remember which story this is, but he plants some seeds. So Frog has a garden and he kind of knows what's up. He knows how to make it work. And Toad gets all inspired, and he wants to plant seeds of his own. And I don't remember if they're flowers or what they are. and they keep not growing. And he misunderstands what is actually supposed to happen. I can't remember how it plays out, but he ends up singing to them and reading poetry to them, I think, and maybe playing the violin or something. Like, does all these things to make them grow. And at first, I think he shouts at them, and then I think maybe Frog tells him that he's going to scare them. Anyway, so he mellows out, and then he's super nice to his seedlings, and it's a fun story.
Well, Lila makes my complaining feel like not complaining, but that's a good thing. So my grapes aren't growing, and I got sick again in March. I might have mentioned it on the last podcast episode. I don't think, because it would have been recorded, but I don't know, whatever. I got sick again in March, and then I had some weird stomach thing this past week. Mm. So it not a flu, as far as I can tell, but made me feel nauseated, and you know, so those are reasons that I haven't been able to give time to the project as I would like. And also it's spring and so there's yard work to be done. I had to mow our house that was Airbnb'd, was rented out on Airbnb. I had to mow the lawn over there. I'm trying to mow the lawn over here, but I can't get the lawnmower started. Yes, we have a lawnmower over there. We have a lawnmower over here. I don't want to carry a lawnmower back and forth. I could. But I can't get the lawnmower over here started. And I haven't had the time to dig into it. And then there are a lot of other things like that. Just things that need to be taken care of. And then there's Airbnb. If you remember from our January episode, where we had our guest leave in October after smoking in our house for 6 months, just chain smoking, whatever. And
when you said we had our January episode, when we had our guest leave, and I was like, we had a guest on the podcast? How exciting.
Not our podcast guest, our house guest, or our rental guest.
I figured it out.
Our rental guest in our house in October. Their smoking made us move. Made us buy this house. We wanted to move back into our old house, but we didn't want everything to smell like cigarettes. We bought a whole new house because of it. And now all this upheaval, right? All this upheaval, and Airbnb hasn't paid us a cent yet. And they sent us an email the other day, and
they've been really irritating.
They're talking about paying in a matter of like 7 to 10 days. Which is great, except they want us to formally accept the payment, which is understandable. And when I do so, I have to sign a thing where I'm accepting, it includes some non-disclosure language, but I haven't signed it yet, so I can still tell everything about it. This whole drama, right? They offer us one figure, which, you know, we have these quotes. Quote from ServPro to clean the contents of the house. Quote from ServPro to clean the inside of the house itself. Quote to replace the carpet. Quote to paint the house. The duct cleaning that we already paid for. The cleaning from our regular cleaning crew that we already paid for. All the missing and broken items. All that added up is one figure. And now, 6 months later, Airbnb, we'll get there.
Oh, okay.
Now, 6 months later, Airbnb is like, okay, we're ready to release these funds to you. It's $12,000 less than the sum of your expenses.
But I was saying,
hey, like, how did you calculate that?
Okay. I was saying part of the expenses should cover our work.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
She's right. So, yeah, that's just the, like, if they had paid us in October, then we'd be like, I mean, if they had paid us in October, they should pay us the figure, all these things, these expenses added up. Okay? Pretend we're still in October, and they're offering us $12,000 less than that. Like, how how does that work? We're going to have to look through these things and really, like, nickel and dime, well, this room does smell bad, but we can't have it cleaned. And this room, we can't have it cleaned. Oh, and those, the contents of this room and that room, we can't have them cleaned. Right? Okay, now, it's not October. It's April. So, now let's add mortgage that we've been paying in the meanwhile. Utilities that we've been paying in the meanwhile. And we neglected to include it previously, but let's include our labor. Lila did like 100 loads of laundry.
I think it was 50. That takes a lot of time. But there 50. Were all these other hours with cleaning and...
It was like 129 hours.
I don't remember.
Anyway, so like all our labor. Also, with the ServPro quotes and the carpet and the paint, we're acting as general contractor. And it's standard industry practice to add 10% plus 10% for overhead and profit. And so we should take those quotes, all those quotes, and the labor that we already paid, and add 20% to that. That's what we should do as general contractor. And then add our labor as well, and then add anyway. It comes down to this figure that they're offering to pay us that was $12,000 less than pure expenses is approximately half of what they really ought to pay at this point 6 months later. And so now, like, if I sign this thing, then they'll pay us this money, and this wasn't supposed to be an Airbnb episode. But there's just so much going on. Right now, we're deliberating. We're deliberating. Do we take the bird in the hand and nickel and dime what we're not going to have cleaned, what still might smell like cigarettes when we're done? And that way we can get back on our feet. Because right now we're losing money on this house.
And
we've had savings going down. We just got our tax rebate. And it's going to be going down.
And it's a gamble. Because we don't know if we wait longer, if they're ever even going to decide to give us more than they initially offered. Or so, as we wait, things are getting more expensive, and we don't know if we'll be compensated. So, it's already bad enough.
I'll go ahead and name figures.
No, you shouldn't.
I shouldn't?
I don't think you should. I don't know. I don't know. I'm a little nervous about that.
Okay.
Okay. I'm more private, I think.
But
I suggested we talk to a lawyer.
I did name some figures in January, so you can reference that.
I suggested we talk to a lawyer to at least get some kind of perspective on whether or not we have a chance. So that's all. Yeah. So we're on that. We're trying to find a reliable lawyer.
Yeah, and it's hard because how does a lawyer know... We have to take his time, you know, and he's got to decide, like, when do I start charging them and start invoicing them, just to listen to their scenario and decide whether it's worth, I don't know. So we're trying to figure that out. I talked to a lawyer a month ago, and we sent a demand letter to Airbnb, and in the demand letter, I said, hey, you know, We really ought to add these other things that we left out at first. And so you need to pay us what you originally owed, plus the mortgage and rent. Anyway, plus some of these other things, but not all of them.
You mean the mortgage that we've been paying,
mortgage,
and
the loss
utilities,
of income? Not loss
of
income.
The rent?
So I said, you need to pay these things,
uh-huh.
Which was approximately... I'm trying to convert to ratios, which is approximately 130% of what our original costs, just pure costs, would be. And I said, okay, pay this by March 31st, or we'll recalculate. And every month, we're going to add another mortgage and utilities, And also, when we recalculate after March 31st, we're going to add the lost profits and something else. And it's a higher figure now because they didn't pay. Now, March 31st came and went last Friday. And I saw the email yesterday. But they sent it. Well, they sent an email on Wednesday. Today's Friday. They sent an email on Wednesday saying, "Hey, I hope you're doing well. We're able to offer you a reimbursement of amount. If you're happy with this outcome, please go ahead and confirm your acceptance of our offer using the following link." And that's the agreement where I accept. And I give up my rights to try to recover any recompense from the guests themselves. I'm fine with that part because air cover is advertised to cover it. You're good. I don't need to go after the guest. I'm going after Airbnb.
I like the little celebratory bells.
Okay, so there's a link to the form. It says, "Once you're done, just let me know by replying to this message and I'll process your payout. Once the payout is processed from our end, your bank and payout method will determine how long it'll take the funds to arrive in your account. The average processing time is 3 to 7 business days. You can learn more about the payout timelines in our help center. Thank you for your association with us." Okay, so bird in the hand, right? And we'd have to nickel and dime what we're going to remedy. But it would get us back on our feet. It wouldn't be fair to us. But it would get us back on our feet. So to speak. We still moved. We moved out of we didn't move out. We never moved back in. But we bought a new house. Instead of moving back into a house where... And Lila settles in very carefully, and she determines that how she's going to set things up, and it takes her a lot of work and a lot of time. We had already figured that house out. It would have been easy to move back into.
And I was so excited. I was so excited because, in fact, I mentioned to the kids when we were first back, even though it smelled and everything, but I thought we would get this all taken care of and get it cleaned and painted. I didn't know it was going to drag on like this. Excuse me. And I was so excited. I mentioned to them how nice it was that for once we were moving and everything wasn't going to be completely topsy-turvy. We were coming back home and it felt so good. And here was like the play area, and I still had some things up on the wall, you know, and it was just our house still. And it was really nice after all the extreme amounts of moving that we've done. It was just going to be super nice to be back somewhere that was home. So there went that. And we're still dealing with the fallout because we still can't use our stuff. I mean, we can use some of it, but there's just a lot of stuff we can't use. Oh, that book's still at the other house. Oh, this is still smelly. It hasn't been cleaned, so we can't bring it yet. And our lives are on hold. And it's just not fair.
And we bought this house in late 2022. We bought the other house in spring of 2019. So the mortgage on this house, because we had to get a house that we would fit in, the mortgage on this house is significantly more expensive than the other house. And so like talking about trying to get into being independent authors, we've got a much higher hurdle to get over. Like our income need is significantly higher because our house got smoked in for 6 months.
And we were forced to buy when... Airbnb
dragged their feet.
Yeah. And we were forced to buy when interest rates were really high, so.
So thanks, Airbnb. Bureaucracy, I understand it, but yeah. They could have been faster than six months.
And I'd like to say something. It's one thing for them to have to go through the procedures and make sure everything is accounted for and all of their legal whatevers that they have to do. I understand that, but the thing that really gets me is the silence that's been on the other side of this. Like, we can't get them to tell us anything. And it's just been like months of this. And they feed us little crumbs, or like, you know, kind of keep us happy, like, oh, we're working on it. And never really tell us anything till, I mean, they have at a few points in time. But it's just been really aggravating.
And it's weeks, or I think between maybe even at one point a month apart. And they give us, like Lila said, tiny little crumbs. So I talked to my dad, who is a lawyer in another state. So he can't really help us. He can kind of help us. And he says the positive thing is they're communicating with you, but they didn't tell you how they arrived at their number, which I asked. They said their number in late January, and I asked how they got there. No response. They didn't decline. Oh, and we can't talk to them on the phone. It's only email. If we call their help line, it's a call center in India that can't help with these matters. They're just not prepared. Okay, but they didn't tell you how they arrived at their number. Just as you broke down for them the amount of your demand, they should break down how they arrived at their amount and why they rejected or excluded some of your numbers. It's their first offer, so of course it's lowball. They know you need to bring this to some kind of resolution. Oh, I was going to note that March 31st came and went. Their lawyers received my demand letter about 2 weeks, probably a week and a half prior to that. So then here we are, the week following the expiration of the demand letter, when we're probably gearing up to talk to a lawyer and move this a step higher and maybe get ready to take it to court. And we get an email on Wednesday, and we get the same identical email on Thursday. So I don't know if it's just that their processes are weird and messed up internally, and they finally hit a point where they can send me this email, and they're also disorganized, and so they didn't remember that they sent it, and they sent it again the next day. Or they're trying to make sure that I got it, so I don't take them to court. I don't know. You may need to come down some in your demand to get them to go up. Okay. You could say something like, while nothing in this letter constitutes a waiver of any amounts due to us, we're willing to settle for less to save both of us the expense and headache of litigation. Therefore, we are willing to compromise and settle for amount. If we are unable to reach an agreement, we will move forward with a lawsuit where we will assert the full amount of our claim, which we presently estimate to be amount due to additional interest, expense, and lost profits borne by us. You should run their letter by your attorney and get his input. Ideally, your response back to Airbnb should come from him.
Aha, that's what I said.
I'm so sorry you and Lila are having to go through this. Yeah, and it should come from a lawyer, but I talked to a lawyer on the phone.
No, and I know.
He suggested sending a demand letter. I prepared the demand letter. I asked if he would look over it, and he never replied.
Maybe he was just being super busy.
Maybe I need to try him again. Maybe I'll get results, but...
So yeah, no, I think you did right. Like, send your initial foray, and then now that this has happened, I think we need a lawyer to step in, stare them down a little.
Yeah. I think we're probably about done talking about Airbnb.
Sure.
We want a resolution, and we want a resolution soon. We even talked a few days ago before we saw these emails come in. We talked about maybe taking our tax rebate and doing an even worse nickel and diming of what we're going to remedy just to get back on our feet with this house and become financially solvent. I mentioned we're losing money right now. We are not financially solvent. We've been losing savings. And we were just about out. We got our tax rebate. So we're on the clock. And so it's take the bird in the hand, even though it's an unfairly low amount.
Unfairly scrawny bird.
Yeah. Or hunt the two in the bush that we really should have. Mm-hmm. I think we're done talking about Airbnb. What do you think?
Sure. Let's do something fun.
Okay. Wait. Let me check the time. How long? I don't want to have too long of an episode. We've been running recording audio for 26 minutes. By the time we cut it down, it's probably 20. I mean, because we were setting up. We had to cut at one point. After editing, we're probably like 23 minutes. Let me look at what we want to cover and make sure we're not going to go excessively long. Maybe we'll split this discussion in two episodes again. Where did I put sticky notes? There it is. So we did our complaints.
And he has a category of complaints.
We have You know what?
My things are short.
Yeah, do your surprises.
Okay.
So we can end this episode on a positive note, and then we're going to keep talking, and we're going to record the next episode right now after the surprises, and it'll be the next episode when it comes out.
So, I'll have three surprises, so why not save one or two for the next? I mean, we'll see how it goes. Okay. Okay. Here, can you hold the ball?
No. I don't know what these surprises are.
It's nothing big. It's just that we never get to talk. So I figured we'd do our talking here, and it'd be kind of fun.
So I was saying all of these things take time away. Sorry, you probably can't hear me very well when I'm ringing the bell. All of these things take time away from being able to write, from being able to... and I was sick. I felt awful, and I didn't keep up my social media presence. And that's kind of important if you're trying to build a brand. So you've been not seeing me as a ghost on social media the past, week and a half. But yeah.
Okay. So this is the kind of mundane things I find excitement in. 'Cause life is so difficult, these years. So anyway, we went to an Easter barbecue thing at Dawn's work today. Took the whole family. And we got back and I was unloading the car. And Rose had borrowed something from me. And we were looking for it. And I found the thing eventually. But I found this. Road trip bingo. It's a used car, and we just discovered this. We've only had it a few months.
This was in the car.
Yeah, this was in the car.
This was in our car.
Uh-huh. In Inigo.
Where was
it? Oh, Inigo Montoya, because we mount.
Well, that's confusing, because there are other model names that are, like, there's that have Mont in them.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, sorry, you were asking where I found it?
Yeah.
It was in the back of the driver's seat. There's like a little folder thing.
Like in the pouch?
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, it's so totally fun. And Rose went ahead and used it already on the trip that we'd had driving around town. Oh, that was another exciting thing. I feel like there was something else I was going to say. So I love car games, like fun things that the kids can do in the car. And I like doing them too, even though I never do anymore, but, so I'm excited. You want another?
Yeah.
Okay. Ta-da! Colors.
Colors. So for the audio, people not watching the video, she pulled out a color palette on a paper color palette.
A four-page.
To pick a paint color?
Well, so we need to repaint the deck, right? And I came across this as I was organizing the garage. At our
old house.
Here, too.
Yeah,
but... because it's coming... we need to get it before it all starts to rot. Because Virginia is really harsh on decks.
It rains a lot.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, I wanted to propose... we have to do one of the solid color ones, I think, because it's an older deck. I want a green this time. We keep talking about green for things, and then we never do.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm just putting it out there. We have a choice of several different greens.
But when are we going to... I guess after Airbnb pays the full amount.
I mean, I don't know when we're going
to
do it. Then
we'll have the money to paint the deck.
I don't know when we're going to do it, but I came across this and I thought, well, it's something that needs to get done. And these are some colors we can choose from, so...
they're fun colors.
Yeah. That's all. I have one more, but we'll save that for later.
Okay.
Here. Sorry.
I'll drop another nugget before we go. I've been working on creating a logo for Grand Hill Media, and it might also be an emblem used in the country of Grand Hill. Like, maybe it's on their banner. So I've been playing with ideas, and you probably don't know this yet, but Grand Hill was founded by the union of three smaller cities or towns that were relatively near to the Thalenrose. And in those days, long before our story begins, the Thalenrose was just in the countryside. But then anyway, these three towns unified and formed the country of Grend Hill. And so here we are, and I want something that represents the Thalin Rose and the three towns that formed it. And I'll post one image, one possible version, along with the podcast episode. It might be the episode art. So if you load this podcast up in Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever, I think I'll use this image as that image right next to the episode. For you in the video right now, I don't know if I'll take the time to load the image.
You should.
Into the video.
Lila says I should. This doesn't do it justice at all. Like, it looks kind of like a marker blob.
I have a black and white printer, so
yeah.
You can see there's a rose. I pulled up a YouTube tutorial on how to draw a rose because it needs to look vectorish. And actually, some of you are going to laugh, some of you are going to roll your eyes, because it's ridiculous. I stumbled across this idea online, and I was like, all right, because I need vector graphics, I'm creating the logo in Microsoft Word.
It's good, though. So, I really like it. And like I say, this black and white printout totally doesn't do it justice. It's a really pretty rose. It has some shading. It's complex and jewel-y, and I really like it. Kind of like stained glassy.
Like, when I work with GIMP, GNU Image Manipulation Program, and you make the shapes, and then, like, you fiddle with them, you move them around, you change colors, you wind up with artifacts at the edges, at the borders between colors, and where it's done some anti-aliasing or anti-aliasing. I think it's aliasing. I don't know. But you can't really have that in a logo, because that's dumb and it looks bad. So yeah, Microsoft Word. And you'll see another version with the next episode. And actually, if you're following the story of the Grend Hill Chronicles on Royal Road or on Wattpad or on Substack, then you've already seen this image, because I posted it with this week's revised chapter that I posted. So follow the story on Royal Road, Wattpad, or Substack. They're all great platforms, honestly. But yeah, just go and search for Grend Hill on there, and you'll find me. Follow and read the next section every Wednesday. You can read a significant portion of the beginning of the Grend Hill Chronicles on thorn.link/Grend Hill already, but I'm doing some revisions, so I'm posting those revisions on those other platforms. Anyway, that's where we'll stop this episode, and we'll
stay tuned for more surprises next time.
Yeah.
Or one.
Yeah. And hopefully we've gotten all the complaining out. Yeah, yep. See you next time.